Hello and welcome to the Latter-day Ladies podcast. I'm your host and your friend, Jenny Moss, and today we are going to talk about which way we face, how that relates to sunflowers, the second coming, and the 10 virgins. Last weekend, I attended a funeral of a dear friend who spent the last 4 years battling cancer, and it was very interesting because I had no idea her favorite flower was a sunflower, but weaved throughout the day were different conversations about sunflowers. And so I did a little deep dive and I found out that young sunflowers do in fact orient themselves in the direction of the sun at the beginning of the day. They face east and then they move west throughout the day following the sun's pattern. But when sunflowers reach full maturity, they no longer follow the sun. They continually face east. Young flowers reorient themselves overnight and follow the same patterns, while mature flowers remain steady, fixated upon the east. I thought this was absolutely fascinating because I never heard that sunflowers stopped following the sun. And I thought for a long time about the direction of east. In the scriptures, we know that the direction of the east is a symbol of the resurrection, as well as the second coming of the Savior Jesus Christ. It's a sign of renewal, rebirth, and new life. And I think it's fascinating that as a sunflower matures in age, they stay fixated upon that place. There's a lot of trust and confidence when we remain fixated upon Christ and upon his return. It shows that we know he's coming back. We know we need to be ready, and we know what the purpose of this life is. But oftentimes, in my own experience, when I'm having hardship, I can pull my eyes away from what I know and try to grapple with what I can see right now and how I can fix the things in my life with the tools of right now in my life. It often takes some time, but when I reorient myself back to Christ, back to his offering, back to the things that I know about him, that's where I find peace. And it doesn't mean that my circumstances necessarily need to change, but because I'm faced toward him in anticipation for what he is bringing me in my life, there is a special trust that I am extending towards my Savior. This made me think about the story of the 10 virgins. The 10 virgins had a split down the middle of the way that they prepared and looked toward the bridegroom or the Savior coming in their life. Half of them had prepared themselves and were ready for whenever he was to come, and half of them did not. This parable and thinking about sunflowers made me ponder upon the fact of what I need to increase in my life to have a sure and strong faith in Christ, to continually look towards him, face him, and be prepared for him. Being wise in this parable of the 10 virgins means a preparation for unexpected things. And that preparation includes having faith and a testimony, having the Spirit guide us in our lives. There can be different times where we may grow tired in our efforts. We may grow complacent. But that continual preparation and getting ready can help us orient ourselves toward him and be ready for when we are asked to do something. To be honest, talking about preparation sometimes gives me anxiety because I wonder, like, is there ever enough preparation that I can do in my life? But as I think about it, in the mindset of knowing what I'm preparing for, Christ doesn't expect me to do this work on my own. Christ will help us. He'll help us know how to fill our oil. He'll point out to us the areas that we can spend a little more time in to develop and acquire. Last summer, when I went to girls' camp with my young women, I sat on my 36th birthday with my journal and prayed about what the Savior wanted me to focus on. And I had a very clear piece of information given to me. And it was such a simple phrase. I'll tell you, the phrase was, direct them back to me. And I was praying specifically about my children and how to become a better mother. And I was praying about friends, people who I love who are struggling, praying about my own insecurities and fears and trust issues. And I was praying about you guys and the podcast and all of my friends who listen each week. And that simple phrase, direct them back to me, has been such a powerful reminder that we don't have to do this by ourselves. We're not expected to. That was never part of what we were asked. We can be directed back to Christ every single time when our faith falls short, when our trust issues come back up. We can ask Christ for help. He has been such a tremendous renovator in the things that I've struggled with. I was talking last night with a group of women about some of the struggles that I've had in my identity and understanding of my divine identity. And the person who I am now versus the person who I was 10 years ago is so vastly different. But the difference is Jesus. So when we face toward Jesus and we invite Jesus into the process of facing toward him, it will be enough preparation. Because with Jesus Christ's power and atonement, we are enough in our efforts. I think it is incredibly powerful to pull that last phrase in the 10 virgin parable that Joseph Smith actually retranslated. Because in the King James Version, it says, I know ye not. The bridegroom says that to the 10 virgins. But in the Joseph Smith translation, it says, ye know me not. And thinking about that and this process of preparation and orienting ourselves towards the Savior, every effort we make will help us know him more, will help us prepare for his coming again, will help us know how to better deal with our difficult person in our life because we want to bring the Savior into the relationship. Everything that we're doing, every added measure of faith and hope and testimony, the Savior can come in and be the light to help us in that process. I've been thinking about the Israelites and how hard it must have felt for them to be wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, thinking about their past life in probably a rose-colored glasses, because they're like, well, in my past life, I was tired, but I wasn't this tired. But then recognizing, too, that although they were tired, although they felt aimless in their pursuit, the Lord was seeking to teach them. The Lord was seeking to prepare them. And the Lord was providing for them. Every day, the Lord brought manna so that they could be physically nourished throughout their experience. And eventually they grew tired of that nourishment. They wanted to have abundance rather than just in their minds, just enough for the day. When they weren't realizing that having enough for each day, in fact, is abundance. I find it fascinating that after they started losing their gratitude for this daily nourishment, That's when the Lord sent the fiery serpents among them. After people started dying, that's when they realized, we may have gone off course, stopped recognizing what the Lord was doing for us, and we're probably going to die if we don't find gratitude in this. So they asked for help from Moses, and Moses put a brass serpent upon a rod, and he said to them, look at this brass serpent, and you'll live. A very simple command. But yet there were some people who didn't have enough faith to look at the brass serpent and live. I remember hearing about this story as a kid and thinking, what a silly thing. Why didn't they just look at the brass serpent? And what did they have to lose? But as an adult, I understand a little more of the complexity that sometimes we feel like our trust has been broken when life has offered us things that we may not have expected. But whether or not our expectations line up with what we've been given, we can look to the brass serpent and live. That symbolizes Christ on the cross. And we can look to Christ and live. If we orient ourselves towards Him, we may not still have all of the understanding. We may not still have all of the faith that we desire, but we are putting ourselves in the position to receive. When the people were listening to King Benjamin, they oriented their tents so that they could hear him. I know sometimes we're tired. Sometimes we feel exhausted from trying to gather all of the manna that we can to sustain us just through the day. But if we look backwards, we can see all of the days that we've been provided for. We can see that the abundance was always there, but it was there because of Jesus Christ. If we orient ourselves as sunflowers, as the 10 virgins, as the people who were looking towards Moses's brass serpent, we orient ourselves towards Christ, we will look and live. If we need that renewed faith in Christ, we can ask for help. If we need a renewed hope in Him, we can ask for help. The Savior will help us look to Him, and that we can do this as a team. If you liked this episode of the Latter-day Ladies, please consider sending it to a friend or rating and reviewing our podcast. You can find Christ-centered artwork at our website, thelatterdayladies.com, and click on the Etsy tab.